They were offering action based solely on the number of Imperial and insurgent fighters that would be destroyed during the engagement. Impartial, but intent on taking a percentage from both winners and losers, the Huts had fixed the line at 45 fighters. How that cumulative number was reached, whether mostly at the cost of Imperial fighters or insurgent fighters, or the outcome of a close to even split, was unimportant. At identical odds, bettors had the option of wagering whether the combined total would exceed 45 or come in at fewer. Ideally, the Huts would get an equal number of bets on both sides. If not, they were likely to adjust the line up or down to be certain of clearing a profit. Six wrestled with the ethics of betting on a battle, but that didn't stop him from doing his research. In the process, he hoped he would discover a way to rationalize getting in on the action. He went to ground, talking to as many contacts as possible, smugglers, arms dealers, information brokers, beings he suspected were militia members or sympathizers, bartenders, musicians, and waitresses in sleazy cantinas and tap cafes, and Imperial officers who had won too many drinks in those same places. If the Yogdul wager was going to be the score of his lifetime, he wanted to go into it with as much solid information as possible, because the Huts wouldn't have set the odds as they did unless they had already done their homework. The Desolator was typical of the new ships of the line, a 1,600-meter-long dreadnought bristling with laser cannons and carrying a complement of ground assault troops, war machines, and TIE fighters. A successor of the old V-wing fighters, TIEs didn't so much maneuver as swarm. Frequently, their victories owed to superior odds. Outfitted with a pair of powerful laser cannons, the sinister black and gray fighters lacked hyperdrives, life support systems, and defensive shielding. Mention a TIE to a seasoned combat pilot, and 9 out of 10 times you'd get a sneer in response. Many asserted that TIEs were as easy to eradicate as bugs if you knew how to target them. The insurgents, on the other hand, were making do with Z-95 headhunters retrofitted with better weaponry and hyperdrive units. If lightly armored and difficult to maneuver, the headhunter was dependable and easy to fly. More important, the majority of insurgent pilots had spent time in the Imperial Academies or the Navy itself before jumping ship. And the rest were said to have heart, whereas a lot of the imp flyers had been drafted into service and saw no way out. Notwithstanding the rumors of victories in the Maw, Six took the fact that the Empire kept spitting out ships as a sign that the militia groups were being taken seriously, and at Yogdul, the insurgents had the equivalent of a home field advantage. Finally, the insurgents knew an attack was forthcoming. As word of the wager spread, Six learned that Coruscant's notorious Bath brothers had opted to take a stand on the outcome of the contest. Convinced that the Imperials would win, they were offering a spread of 10 fighters, regardless of the Hutt's combined total of 45. Six's inclination was to give the points and bet on the favorite. By doing so, he was essentially counting on the fact that the tally of destroyed insurgent fighters, minus 10, would be greater than the number of destroyed Imperial fighters. Still, he wanted to be sure. With enough facts and stats to fill a data card, he hired an outlaw slicer to load everything into a protocol droid that had been programmed to serve as a handicapper and had a good record of predicting the outcome of swoop races.
"There are many variables you have neglected to include,"
the droid told Six in an officious way.
"Such as?"
"The commander of the Imperial Star Destroyer."
"I tried."
"The commander of the insurgent forces at Yogdul."
"No luck there either."